This is the continuation of an interview with John Hutchings for the Charles Redd Center for Western Studies at Brigham Young University, Provo, Utah, and the Utah State Historical Society Oral History Project by Robert Green on August 14, 1973 at the John Hutchings Museum, Lehi, Utah at 3:20 p.m. Okay, you were talking about the skunk.
I don't know how I did it. I says, Eunice, it's not a chicken, it's a skunk. And by that time, she uncovered her head and got a whiff of it, too. So what are we going to do? And I said, well, there's only one thing. I'll shoot it. Oh, the gun's in the other end of the tent, she said. I had to pass Mr. Skunk. So I said, well, it's got to be done. I just put a sheet around me and quietly lifted back. He was busy licking again. And I walked over, got the gun, and I couldn't shoo him out or he'd have fired on me. So I just shot him right in the frying pan. Well, we had to get a new frying pan. But things like that, life was full of happy little events that has filled our life from the time we met until the present day. And she's still the same little woman. We have a wonderful family. She stayed with me wherever I went, she went too. And until I went home, I was missing out on all the religion that I had acquired in the mission field. Couldn't use it, naturally I was forgetting it. And I said, Mother, wouldn't you like to go back to the valley? And she said, you bet I would. You stay here, I'll stay here, but if you go, that's where I'll be. So we sold the lease and went back. Come back to Lehi. And the strange thing about it, I went right back to working in the clay beds, Utah fire clay, mining clay. So until our first baby was born. When our first baby was born, I had to, all I could think about was money, and so I know the place to get it, so I went to Bingham. Started working the mines again. It was just my other mining experience was just a prelude of what I came into. But in the meantime, when the baby got big enough that she could carry it out of the house, she came and stayed with me in Bingham for quite a little while, and then she went back home. I soon found I couldn't stay alone. So I quit my good jobs, went to work in the Utah sugar factory. That was a great letdown, but I had charge of one floor, and the crystallizer floor, so it wasn't so bad. I made the best of it, but I was home, and my children were home too. And then I found that I'd been in mining too long. I began to have trouble breathing. And the result of that was I had to go and have an examination. And I found that I had too much silica. My left lung was very badly affected. And the doctor wasn't very encouraged. And he says, you better get your affairs in order, because I would say 6 months, the best you can do. And when I went home, told Eunice, you can imagine how I feel. By the way, he said, you can try and prolong that. If it was me, do you know what I'd do? And I said, no, I want to know. He says, don't go in the house. build yourself a little screen room, eat and sleep and be there. So I did. I had a job and I'd work in the daytime, sleep in that night. And now I'm just as well as anybody. Can't get around, but that's because of other chances I took in mining. No more skunk jobs, though. That was the only experience I had with skunks. But I love mining. I found there was almost as much satisfaction in mining and saving beautiful specimens as it was in shipping ore. So together we have put together the collection that you see in the museum today. And then after I got so I couldn't mine, I took a job for Uncle Sam carrying the mail and city delivery in Lehigh. I worked at that until I retired. So I've had a full life and I've had a good helpmate. The trouble of it is she still is the boss.
Do you mind if...